Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, their Bottom Line Personal, twice monthly publication that you will receive in the mail. They also have it also all that digitally. Their yearbooks, their special publications like their new Super Brain Boosting Secrets. That's a really important work right there, folks, especially for those of us who are checking on our brain every day these days. Sarah, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. I love your blog. I encourage people to go to see your blog. Tell them how they can find it.
Well, bottomlineinc.com is the pathway to getting that brain book at our store, and also, too, we have a number of bloggers. My blog is called Common Threads, and bottomlineinc.com. You can get it all. The blogs are all free. The store, you got to buy stuff.
You want to hang out with Sarah, folks, on her blog with her. You'll get smarter because, Sarah, you really hit a chord this week with me and a lot of folks with your leadership gap piece. And I've been saying for a long time, years and years and years ago, when I started, especially when I started doing the reporting that I'm doing now with the show, I looked around and I thought, where are we stuck? What's the problem? Is it politics? Is it, you know, what's going on? And I realized that the people that we counted on, that we thought we were putting in leadership positions, who actually were filling the role, they were taking a check as a leader, weren't acting like leaders. And that's where the problem is right now, isn't it? That's what you point out.
Well, that was such disappointment to me when I realized. So I used to love the Hollywood, the award shows, and I don't watch them anymore because
I don't
want the politics.
I don't watch any of them.
Want to celebrate the movies, whatever. But I realized as I'm watching or as I'm not watching it, this vast vacuum that's been created because the leaders who we trusted have all become liars, scoundrels, you name it. You have the masters of industry who lie, cheat, steal our money, Bernie Madoff, you know, you name it, all them gone, right?
2008, there's a rogues gallery list of from 2008 alone.
Right. So you can't trust the business leaders. The newscasters you can't trust. You have Brian Williams who lied about, you know, where he was in service.
Also,
so you can't lie.
Dan Rather. I mean, he lost his job for lying.
Yeah. Right. So you, these are the guys that came into your home that you trusted that were telling you everything. The news organizations, anyway, right now, there's no shame in putting something out that's wrong. There's no, they don't necessarily recount it.
Fake news is real, folks.
It is fake. Fake news is real. Then you've got the other industrialists, or the pigs, right? The Harvey Weinsteins, the Bill O'Reillys, the Matt Lauers, right? So they're you can't trust the humanity
the
of those people, and then you have the sports cheaters, right? So A-Rod, Mark McGuire, Lance Armstrong, all the people that you trusted, all the idols that you looked up to, you have vanished, have gone poof and dry. Mm-hmm. In which case, your world has been rocked. Now, who do you follow? So you follow the loudest voice. You follow the person, you know, that you saw the movie. You think that the actor in the movie is really that guy. He's not. She's not. And they have no credibility, but they're espousing their own opinions as fact. And it's a really dangerous thing.
So what's the answer?
Bottom line, personal. I, you know, in all seriousness, I am so super proud that we actually fact check. We actually have researchers on staff because you have to. If your information doesn't have integrity, then you got nothing.
The other thing, Sarah, is we have to be responsible. There was a time when you could listen to Walter Cronkite and check your position. you know, and with Walter, and that would be okay. But now we have to be more responsible for our own North Star. We have to be responsible. We have to develop our own ethics, which we always really should have. But there was a time in America when we had people we could count on. You're right. We can't count on anybody else anymore. As a consequence, we have to count on other people. But there, maybe we need to look more locally. Maybe we need to look a little closer to home for people to rely on. But I'll tell you, if one of the things that's missing that I really think people can watch for is something I call intellectual honesty. Whenever you hear, if you ever heard a Republican stand up for a Democrat, or a Democrat stand up for a Republican, because whatever was going on in the other person's life wasn't fair, it wasn't right, it wouldn't be right if it, regardless of who was applied to. If you ever see that going on, that's intellectual honesty, and that's leadership, I think. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And I think also, you know, you talk about Democrats standing up for Republicans, et cetera. I think what you have to do is listen to all sides, right? It doesn't help me whether or not I'm a CNN fan, an MSNBC fan, a Fox fan.
Right.
Every one of those has their filters. And you have to get the information from all sides. You have mm-hmm. to do your own homework and not look for just the BuzzFeed headline on whatever topic it is.
I love what one liberal Democrat, an operative, not a politician, an operative, back in about 04, 05, said to his own party, you know, just because George Bush said it doesn't mean it's a lie. he told his own party that. We have to have that kind of honesty, folks.
Well, I think people, they've got their ideas, and then they run around picking up evidence to prove themselves right.
Yeah, that's right. And then, unfortunately, that's the media she's describing right now, folks. But not bottom line personal. As she said, they check their facts. Bottom line, personal. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.